The boy Lord sits upon his throne and looks upon his trophies fine as things of ivory, gold, and stone by all firelight do brightly shine. Music swells throughout his hall, laughter of men and women brave, who though not vassal and not thrall, their devotion gladly gave. A fine wrought blade sits at his side, a cup sits warming in his hand. He thinks of the trophy he loves best, one summer's war, one battle grand. Not 20 of men had he to take to fight a fearsome foe, which had defeated many times and buried men where they must go. Of tattered men were brothers made. He ruled them with both love and fear, united in his iron hand. They became warriors o'er the year. The sun rose red that battle day, o'er the green it burned from high. For him they swore to take the soil, dauntless, stalwart, doubt deny. Dawning royal raiment bright, blessed by those whose love they knew, they marched as one upon the field toward brutal paths they would pursue. The horns and men raised up a call, the sights met in a crash of sound. Their war cries could be heard for miles, their fighting shook the very ground. The sun had not a minute moved when all went silent, soft and still. The warlord's men looked each around. Their battle won through strength and will. Neglect defeat for years they had. This group of soldiers rallied strong and took that ground in Pharaoh's name. Unused that name as triumph song. Within a hall made bright with fire, the warlord sits upon his throne. Memory of these warriors brave brings glittering pride to eyes which show. Well ensconced with kings and knights and beauteous folk who oft pass through, of all the treasures gathered round, he is most proud of that fine crew. The warlord sits upon his throne and looks upon his trophies fine, things of ivory, gold, and stone, by hall.